I got a great story for you, gals, not to mention the third agreement. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset to exchange hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I got a really embarrassing story for you. But you know what I love about this? It's an example of how when life happens, we can use it to grow. It's not a big one, not earth-shattering, but I like it. In fact, it had the potential to be incredibly embarrassing. What am I talking about? Okay, here it is, gals. As you may know, or maybe not, we have been recently studying Don Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements. Here in the Snippet Land, we periodically do book studies by going through the book and seeing how it applies to our journey to sobriety. Well, okay, so here we are. Every Monday, we're doing another chapter in this lovely book. But when we got to the third agreement, or the fourth chapter, I decided to interrupt the pattern to introduce December and do a special episode. Okay, so all's well. We moved the book study to the following Wednesday and on went our happy way. All is well, right? In Snippetland, right? Here I am, deliriously all happy with myself. Suddenly, I start getting messages from different women in Snippetland and informing me that I had skipped a chapter. I had skipped the third agreement. Well, now I knew I had recorded it because I remember doing it and I do have a memory left. So I went and looked and sure enough, I recorded that snippet, but we didn't publish it. We didn't publish it. So here's the story. Here's the point of this. Here's why this matters, gals. Come on. That could have been really embarrassing. And the moment when I realized it, I guess it lasted about 20 seconds where I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. How am I going to, you know, all my gals out there and I'm supposed to be professional and what am I, it lasted 15, 20 seconds and I suddenly went, hold on a sec. Sounds like a snippet to me. And so gals, that's all I want to say is when we grow in sobriety and we start getting self-awareness, we can see ourselves reacting less than, not quite as well as we want to be. And so I saw myself reacting to that and was able to catch it really quickly. And I'm really happy about that because I'll tell you why. I have worked my ass off to get to where I am. It's been 7 years since I've had a drink. It's been an incredible emotional journey. And when I started this journey, gals, I was very reactive. I did not pause. I was, well, let's just say, not a very easy person to be around. I was incredibly anxious and depressed and moody and judgmental and honestly, and I had no self-awareness. And so I have come so far that it's mind-blowing and I can see the change in myself. And that's just one small example. The old me would have been really upset about that and probably wouldn't be able to sleep for days and worried about it and going on and on and on about it. And instead, I just shrugged and went, okay, sounds like a snippet, sounds like a story for my gals, which is exactly what I'm doing now. So gals, yes, yes, my dears, yes, I have the third agreement for you. Here it is, ready for you. Pull out your book. This is chapter 4 in Don Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements. The third agreement, don't make assumptions. Okay, gals, chapter 4 lands on page 63 in my book, and this one is a short chapter, but boy, is it important, and it's also very closely tied to the second agreement, where we are what? We are not taking anything personally. These two kind of go together, and Ruiz does point that out as well. Here's what he says near the beginning of the chapter. All the sadness and drama you have lived in your life was rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally. The whole war of control between humans is about making assumptions and taking things personally. And then he describes what he means by taking things personally. He says, we create a lot of emotional poison just by making assumptions and taking it personally, because usually we start gossiping about our assumptions. Remember, gossiping is the way we communicate to each other in this dream. Isn't that hilarious? Yeah, in this land of, as he calls it, hell, the dream of hell, which we've been socialized into, or as he calls it, domesticated into this land of hell, this dream of hell. That's how we communicate, through gossip, right? Wow, that's pretty hardcore. I don't know. Is that all we ever do is gossip? I hope not. But seriously, we do want to watch it, right? So here's a clarification on making assumptions. He says, because we are afraid to ask for clarification, we make assumptions and believe we are right about the assumptions. And then we defend our assumptions and try to make someone else wrong. Honestly, the truth of the matter is, gals, if you start thinking about this and take it to its logical conclusion, none of us ever sees the same thing. You and I can watch the same movie. We're not seeing the same movie. We can have a friend in common and they're different to me than they are to you. We can both be at an event and the event's different for you than it would be for me. Every single human on this earth has their own perspective and sees things in their own individual, unique way. So the way we see things is very much dependent on our own filter, right? Which is our own mind and our own senses and our own emotions. But add on top of that assumptions, and we're basically deluded all the time. We're never really clear on what the hell's going on around us if we're making assumptions and filtering the world through our own biases, which is we are, right? So it really makes you kind of want to either, I don't know, laugh or cry. I'm not sure which. I prefer to laugh at it and realize, well, the truth of the matter is I don't really know as much as I think I know. And things aren't necessarily the way I think they are. Here's an example for you, gals. Recently, a woman came into my group. I have an online group. It's free. It's open to any of you gals here in Snippetland. It's a WhatsApp group where you can just pop in whenever you want. Not a big deal. If you want to join it, the link will be in the show notes. But more importantly, this woman came in and she said, whenever I'm in a group, I always feel like the outcast. And my response to that is, you feel like an outcast because you've decided you're an outcast. Nobody in that group is singling out this woman and leaving her out of anything. But not just that group, anywhere. If she walks into a room, anywhere she goes, anything she does, it's not other people treating her as an outcast. It's her assumptions preceding her, her biases, her own emotional, nobody, you know, I don't fit in, I don't belong here. That type of attitude is just a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So we make these assumptions about what people think about us, about what they're saying, what they're doing, and it's all complete. 99.99% of the time, it makes absolutely no sense. So here's one of my favorite parts of this chapter, especially because we're women. Here's what he says. Making assumptions in our relationships is really asking for problems. Often we make the assumption that our partners know what we think and that we don't have to say what we want. We assume they're going to do what we want because they know us so well. If they don't do what we assume they should do, we feel hurt and say, "You should have known." Oh my God, gals, I don't know about you, but especially in my first marriage, I just assumed my husband was a mind reader. I mean, if he loved me as much as he said he did, why wouldn't he take the garbage out? Why wouldn't he do this? Why didn't he? Can't he see that I need this? Or doesn't he understand I need that? If he loved me, he would know what I need. I mean, come on. We do this and then we're mad and they've done nothing. And he just, what's going on? I didn't know. My second husband, this was still going on. I learned fast. And if you're, you know, especially for younger women, it takes us a while to learn this. We really think that our partners should just know our every need because they love us. And it's just, they're not mind readers. Tell your partner what you need. That's what I learned. My second husband, I learned that I can just say to him, "Would you mind emptying the dishwasher?" And he will say every time, "Of course, no problem." But if I just come home and expect the dishwasher to be empty and then look at it and it isn't and think, why, he should have known, that's nonsense. Sure, maybe he could have figured it out, but that's just not the way his mind works. He just doesn't think that way. He just never would think of it. It's not that he doesn't want to do it, right? So we make assumptions about our partners and boy, does this get us in trouble. And of course, it's a two-way street, but I actually really do think that we're worse than men on this. I know, don't beat me up for that one, but there it is. Ruiz really underscores this. He repeats it again on page 67, the next page. He says, in any kind of relationship, we can make the assumption that others know what we think and we don't have to say what we want. They're going to do what we want because they know us so well. If they don't do what we want, what we assume they should do, we feel hurt and think, how could you do that? You should know. Again, we make the assumption that the other person knows what we want. A whole drama is created because we make this assumption and then put more assumptions on top of it. He should have known. If he really loved me, he would have known and he would have done it. I guess he doesn't love me. There's another assumption. Or he just doesn't care. I guess he's indifferent to me. Maybe he's not as interested. He's just tired or busy or who knows, right? The assumptions on top of assumptions. We need to be so careful with this. But it's not just our partners, is it? We make assumptions about everything. You know, the thing about this is it's so hard to see them. It is so hard for us to see these ourselves. It's really helpful to have others help us to see the assumptions that we're making. And I really do see this in sobriety. We believe, for example, that people are judging our drinking when most of the time they're not. We believe, or we assume in the opposite direction, nobody knows about your drinking when they actually do. That's an assumption too, my dear. Ruiz points out that because we think everyone else will judge us, victimize us, abuse us, and blame us, we do it ourselves. So even before others have a chance to reject us, we have already rejected ourselves. This is the way the human mind works. This is exactly what that woman in my group was doing. Even before anyone could possibly reject her, she approached the group with a, oh, I'm not going to fit in here. And of course, that's exactly how she felt, even with nobody saying anything. And then someone might post something that could be construed in a slightly different way, and that's how she'll read it, where someone else will read it some other way. Like most of the things we talk about here in Snippetland, we know this. We're grown up. We're educated. We've been around. We're not stupid. However, do we do it? Are we thinking, right? So reminders are great. And inspiration is great. And maybe today is a good day to suck in the tummy, pull those shoulders back, take a deep breath and decide, I'm going to work a little harder on this, especially in combination with taking things personally. Honestly, if you're not taking things personally, it's actually hard to make assumptions because you're like, well, it has nothing to do with me anyway. So what would I assume? These two really are sort of entwined in a way that can't be disconnected, I think. Ruiz says this about love. Real love is accepting other people the way they are without trying to change them. If we try to change them, this means we don't really like them. That's kind of hardcore. I don't really like them. I don't even like them. Well, think about it. If you want to change somebody, then that means you don't like them the way they are. And we can say, well, just this one thing. I mean, I love everything about them, but just this one thing I want changed. Well, that means you don't like them. You don't like it, right? That's what he's saying. He's not asking us to go soft on this. He's asking us to go do this properly. In fact, how is he asking us to do it? To do our best. Remember the fourth agreement? I know we're only on the third, but the fourth agreement is always do your best. And we'll be talking about that. So it's not surprising that Ruiz expects us to really step up and stop taking things personally and stop making assumptions, even though it's difficult and not a mainstream way to think at all. And finally, of course, Ruiz does give us the solution. It's simple. He says, the way to keep yourself from making assumptions is to ask questions. Make sure the communication is clear. If you don't understand, ask. Have the courage to ask questions until you are clear as you can be. And even then, do not assume you know all there is about a given situation. Once you hear the answer, you will not have to make assumptions because you, my dear, will know the truth. Isn't that beautiful? He says this, if all humans could communicate in this way with impeccability of the word, there would be no wars, no violence, no misunderstandings. All human problems would be resolved if we could just have good, clear communication. However, it's not just communication. We have to actually take action. And here's how he ends this chapter. What will really make the difference is action. Taking action over and over again strengthens your will, nurtures the seed, and establishes a solid foundation for a new habit to grow. After many repetitions, these new agreements will become second nature, and you will see how the magic of your word transforms you from a black magician into a white magician. There you have it, gals. The third agreement, fourth agreement coming up next time. And if you'd like a deeper dive into snippet land, you can always join my WhatsApp community. The link is in the show notes. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.